You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. The day before Thanksgiving, I found myself in Big Sandy, Montana, and I decided to explore the big open country to the south and east. I was hoping to get out towards the McClellan Ferry area in the Missouri River Breaks country, about 75 miles away by dirt road. As I left, it started to rain hard, and after only a few miles, the road was already so slick with mud that I had to turn back. During the night, the temperature dropped about 30 degrees, and on Thanksgiving morning, when I realized the muddy parking lot of my motel had frozen solid, I decided to take another stab at heading out towards the breaks. After about 2 hours of driving along the southern edge of the Bears Paw Mountains, through sagebrush flats and rolling grassland and occasional wheat fields, past range cattle and little bunches of pronghorns, I turned south towards the Missouri. At the point where the road started to plunge down through rugged breaks to the river, I took a side road, then turned at a cheerful blue mailbox and followed a rutted two-track for another 2 miles till it ended at a small farmyard on the edge of the Badlands. I was greeted by a young couple, the first people I'd seen since leaving Big Sandy.
My name is Susan Sanford Brown, and we are on my family's homestead, the Sanford Farm, out in the middle of nowhere. Go back in time about 100 years, and you'll find my mailbox, you know? To the north of us are the Bear Paw Mountains, and just across this coulee, about 3 miles, is where my grandmother was born, on her parents' homestead. To the west, my close neighbor is only about 5 miles as the crow flies, but in the winter it is not passable to get there, so the road is closed. You can't drive on it. So to the east, the nearest neighbor is 12 miles, and to the south is the Missouri River, which is only about a mile away, but it's 800 feet straight down, cliffs, badlands.
Talking with Susan and Brian, it wasn't hard to imagine a homestead couple of a century ago. Brian is gone for weeks at a time. He works in North Dakota as a heavy equipment operator, while Susan stays on the farm. In the winter, when the ferry is not running, it's about a 5-hour round trip just to get cream for your coffee. As I look down towards the Missouri and the hundreds of square miles of badlands beyond, I couldn't help wondering if they felt isolated here.
You know, I do miss Brian when he's gone, but distance makes the heart grow fonder. We really get along better than a lot of people just because we appreciate the time that we have with each other. He's a really extraordinary man. I can trust him to go and come back, and he can trust me to just stay home and take care of the home base. And it is a different life, but I wouldn't call it difficult. For us, it is the best way. No, I hope to die here, like my parents did, and my father's parents before him. Just keel over dead while working on a fence. That would be perfect. This is the only place that I feel home. This is home to me, and I feel safe here. I'm at peace here, and I can really discover who I am here. It has a terrible beauty. There's cactus and snakes and ants, and everything out here just wants to kill you. The bloom, when everything goes in bloom, there will be just landscapes of just barren rock, and then all of a sudden, you know, springtime, you get a good rain, and everything blooms out of nowhere, out of solid rock, the flowers bloom. And so you look for beauty in small places out here. Mom was a school teacher, and I really had a big advantage in life from that, because she never stopped teaching me, and I just look up to her more than anyone in the world. She was a wonderful example. She was so... She lived life. We were aware of the outside world and, taught to, you know, get out there. And like my dad, he said, go out and learn the world. You will not be trapped here because it's the only thing you know. I made the decision to live the rest of my life on the farm in the fifth grade. And I knew this is where I'll live, no matter what it takes, no matter what I have to do, no matter how long I have to wait.
You've been listening to Susan Sanford in Blaine County, Montana, and in case you're wondering, she and her husband did invite me to Thanksgiving dinner. This is Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional funding was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see photographs by Susan Sanford and to listen to and download dozens of stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.